The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Father, for this moment. We appreciate you for all the mercy you have shown to us. Thank you, our Father, for loving us and investing yourself, giving yourself to us. We can never have enough of you, so we come here today again for more of you. That's our heart cry all the time, that we want more of you. Thank you, Father, for you shed light upon our hearts today. You grant grace to our spirit, to our soul, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your empowerment by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I want to believe that how much of release of grace that come in the house here. So I'm going to be furthering on brotherhood today. I began talking on Wednesday, and I see why we have to see with Jesus why our brotherhood is the bedrock or the common denominator that we have in Christ. What did I say? Why our brotherhood is the common denominator that we have in Christ that must be sustained. There's nobody who must not be a brother or who must overgrow being a brother. Once you overgrow being a brother, you're already out of the way. Even when you become a bishop or you are bishop, you must not despise the status of your being a brother, not only a brother, also being a kind of our. A kind of hour. That's the place that can check us from the overuse of certain privileges and statuses. That's the place. Amen. That can do what? That's what can keep us from the overuse of certain status and privileges. I don't want any word to skip your mind, because every word I say, I intentionally speak them. They are spirit and they are life, and they are intentionally spoken. Amen. So we may not overuse. We can overuse. They can daddy you and granddaddy you. So I'm saying now, grandpa and grandpa you, to a point that you lose your brotherly status. So Peter called it not being lord over Lord God's heritage. Not being lord over God's heritage, but being example to the flock. He called it, though I'm an elder. If you read previous verse 2, the elder which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not by filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, not as being lords. So the human flesh can overuse its status and become lord. But being examples to the flock, That's why a whole epistle, I like this epistle I want to read today to us. The whole epistle was dedicated to brotherly and brotherhood conversation. Yes, sir. The whole epistle was dedicated for that. As much as we learn honor, we must maintain honor. But those who are honored must not overuse it and escape from being a brother. That's why it's not you. It's not people that are under that will do that. It is those who are over that will do that. Yes, you must not reduce honor you give to your elders. You should respect them and honor them. But in their knowledge, understanding of the spiritual web or the spiritual architecture of the body operation, they are the one that will want to use that to climb. Amen. But you go use that one to serve more and humble the mind. Then the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Can you see? Especially. So honor is our language. Honor is our lifestyle. Okay? Say amen. But it's just saying that human flesh can also use honor to a detriment of your eternal journey. Because in that journey, you are going to remain essentially part of the body. You are going to remain a brother. That's why I'm sure that when Jesus meets you in heaven, he's not going to welcome you as a bishop. You heard the word, Saul, Saul! Why persecutest thou me? The Lord will call your name in your native language. And you remember who you were before you ever attained to any honor. He spoke to him in Hebrew tongue. Ede. Olubusuyi. Amen. So that understanding needs to be registered with us. So that is who you're going to be. You're going to be remain Olubusuyi Busuyi. He called Jesus himself only child of God. Jesus liked the Father to call him like that. Because he bore Yeshua, Jesus, as a man. So he likes that Yeshua, that Jesus. Amen. I was calling James this morning. I say James Yesu. Because Isa, I was hearing an apologetic discussion, not of ignoramus or Nigerian Muslim, who was saying that Isa is the Arabic Jesus. I say that is not true. In Arab, is Jehoshua. Hebrew is Yeshua. There's no Isa. It's not the same meaning with Jesus. Jesus has meaning. It's like Olubenga. Olubenga. If you're going to translate Olubenga to Arabic, like it must still mean Olubenga. It must not lose its meaning in that language. So if an Arab man called the name of Olubenga in Arabic language, it will mean the same thing to him. They go to Arabic language and type here Yisa and say, what is the Arabic meaning? It's not Jesus. It's not Jehovah that saves. Or Jehovah has salvation. It's a coin name. And that's why that still must make them coin the name. In Arabic language, they write linguistic equivalent of a Christian name for Yeshua. Yasu is not. Because it's taken from Islamic tradition. Can you see? That uses Isa. So what is before Islam? Can you see that? Before Islam, what was the name? What is the meaning of Yeshua in Arabic language? So lie can really come on the earth here and stay. Yes, If you cannot trace, if God will not open your eyes, lie. You can you believe in my lie and you'll be. So he was talking as he was talking, and he was talking truly. Really, he could be sincere. It could be deceptive. It could be sincere. But sincerely very, very wrong. Somebody coined the name Yisa and gave to Jesus. It's not Jesus. Yeshua. Praise God. Fraud. Fraudulent souls. The original Jesus has already existed. You can't create another form of him. The real one has come. He has lived. He has died on the cross. He was buried and he was raised from the dead. So let's go to what we're talking about today. So, amen. So I say, so epistle. You have to know a lot of things today to interact with your world, or else what you believe in church world may not go beyond church world. Because when you engage minds outside there who are full of lies and deception, and you don't have answer to their lies, you can also feel like you can feel insufficient. You can feel a doubt in your understanding. So, the book of Philemon, you know that book, Philemon. Say Philemon. Philemon. That is the book written to somebody in the Bible, in the epistle, that is not an apostle. And it's not church. Other letters, Titus, they were all ministers. Timothy, ministers. John, apostle. James, apostle. Jude, apostle. The only letter written to somebody who's not an apostle is the book of Philemon. Letter of Paul to Philemon. And there you can learn the spirit of brotherhood appropriately. For an apostle to a brother who is a long-time brother in church and a young brother in church. I don't know. I don't know. Is that great? An apostle? That's a man of great note in the church to a long-time brother in church called Philemon, to a just-raised brother called Onesimus. Some of these things we need to see wisdom in them. Wisdom of salvation. You know, understand when Paul says, why I preach to others? That I myself may not be a castaway. We must be lawful. Lawful means we must be wise. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So let's say Paul. This is a place where Paul did not say Paul the apostle.
Yeah.
When you read that epistle, you see Paul an apostle of Jesus. So it means that Paul was not using apostleship as a terror. Was that he was pulling the seal of apostleship on those letters. It's not using them as a terror language. You know? So if you remove apostle from Paul, he's not moved. Because to him, it's authority for salvation. It's not authority to rule. I don't know what I'm saying now. You know? It's only Africa. Africa. I thank God that the gospel was not written in Africa. Africa are a wonderful continent with certain qualities and certain values that are also of God. For example, Africa has honor. They have honor, virtue. It's a virtue that is not present nearly on many other continents. I don't know about this Eastern world, you know, Eastern world, Japan, Korea. I also know Korea. Korea has much influence of the gospel. And China, all of that. I know for China, they have respect for masters. There's a high regard for masters. For those who train you They are like God to you. Because to them, trading to pass straight to you. It's like somebody passed to you a word of life. So you are ever going to, they have a lot of honor for their master. Even those who learn Kung Fu, you can see the way in Kung Fu world, how they respect. Yeah? That's how much they respect. They respect. Because they believe mastering is the key you need for success in life. And because life is about, you know, anybody who gives you mastery, it's like your God. And that's also very, very essential, very important. There are people who doesn't care about their masters. Don't care about their former teachers. Don't care about those who raised you. Because you are now powerful and you are now influential, you despise them. It's a wrong value. Amen. I would like to get a place. So Africa has a lot of good values. Though some of them can look oppressive or can look too much. Amen. You know, in those days, when we're young, when our parents have visitors, you have to prostrate for all of them. Ah, Lord Jesus Christ. So, sometimes we try to avoid going to greet them at that time. Because we are going to walk that day. There's a way that thing conquers something in a child. And I think it's good at a level, it's very good. Amen. Pride has to be broken. Pride and ego. But we can also sometimes overuse it. I want the house together, please. Say amen. But Africa has the problem. The problem is every black man likes to be a king. When the king, not the king that serve people, king that rule. So it's in our dressing. You can see in our dressing. Those who, you know, if you're Yoruba something, Yagba, you know, Yagba. You want to go and carry wife and you don't wear Yagba, they feel that you are not showing you are responsible. And so you wear your Agbada and you come like you have arrived. If it's the Igbo, the Igbo has their staff. And they are fan. Then they put feather somewhere there. And horse whip. Amen. It goes like that, even to South Africa, all over Africa. So an African man doesn't like his name straight. You must add something to his name. People in my town here, when they don't have anything to put in their name, they will put Otumba. Everybody, now Otumba is supposed to be the right hand man of the king. It's not even the king. They are right. Otuma is right. The right hand man. They are servants of the king, but they are right man to the king. So they are the people you see, but you see the king. Well, he doesn't have anything. He will put Otuma. I said, how many of you are Otuma? Everybody here is Otuma. And if you don't put Otuma there, it's gonna be. That's not my name. Go and put Otuma there. Nobody likes to be a Mr. James. Mr. Smith. Amen. I went in the house, please. Because we don't like, and we use those things as advantage. We don't use them for service. That's why our governors, all of that, senators, all of that, when they're no more there, you should put honorable there. Honorable of 1960. I'm honorable. It rose and rose and rose, even to the academic world. The day the man finishes PhD, if he hears from your mouth, as if he has announced to the whole world, and you call him by name, I am not Mr. I am Doctor. Even professor. Even the one that is called associate professor will say, I am associate professor. He wouldn't want to stay as doctor anymore. I'm only saying, that is with nearly all of us. We are all African, okay? Say hey, amen. If they can't give you chief in the town, they have to create chief in church. No, not even deacon. In the local, our doctrine churches, they create chief misses. All our status in the town are already chief. Yes. We get to a Catholic church, Anglican church, they have chief misses. African churches. Yes. Otu Ijo, Balogun Ijo is chief misses. My father-in-law is chief JB Adeloye. Oloye Ijo, yes. He's chief. So, it look as it, so it's more of a sphere of actualization. As you grow up in life, there's that tendency for actualization. And the way we actualize ourselves much more is in seeing these things more as a thing of honor than a thing of service. I'm just trying to say that when you see Paul write an epistle, they are apostles by the will of God. If I'm in Romans chapter 1, let me say Romans chapter 1. Are you here today, please? Say amen. Amen. Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus. Are you here with me, please? Yes, sir. What is it, please? A servant of Jesus Christ called to be an apostle. So it's an apostle that is designed to serve. So the honor is in the service. The honor is not just in the status, it's the service. So if it's not, it's true that it has set in the church, firstly apostle, secondly prophet, thirdly teachers. Can you see that they omitted the evangelist? Apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles. And then gift of the healings. So though he set them like that for assignment, though we honor them by their service, but much more assignment. That's why a church should not try to want to say, I'm an apostle. In today's world, man, in church, whatever you want to be an apostle, right? Apostle Jack, Apostle Jake, Apostle Apostle John, Apostle. There was a time it was prophet. Everybody's a prophet. Now everybody's no more a prophet. Never. Say, hey, man. So sometimes someone was saying, then if Reverend K is an apostle, let him become an apostle K. Now. But the issue is that it doesn't still remove or reduce from apostleship. Even when you are not, you seen it as a designation. Am I the answer with you, please? Because it's meant, first of all, for service. That's why it shall not say, no, in the medical world today, the doctors are the one called doctor. When they got there and stole all the show, because I actually stole all the show. Many doctors came into the medical world and stole all the show. They are the only one who can become the CMO, the that and that and that, no problem, because they're actually by their role, they're like apostle of the hospital. They're the one that actually have a touch of all the aspects of the medical service. But when you do that to a point of not acknowledging the professionalism of other places, then you now see pharmacy and pharmacy so and so, pharma. Then you see nurse, BC, Nostolu. And those are usually Mr., Mrs., eh? And they walk away with it. I'm only talking about preeminence. Your role of service must not become a tool of preeminence, or else it will stir up competition. Others also want to have identity. Nobody wants to be nobody. That is why our brotherhood is our common denominator. And we must learn, we must know and understand how to manage that place very well for the church to function as Jesus expected to function. So our people are not status drunk. Say amen. Amen. So it is role. Thank you for that place, 2 Corinthians 10. It says, for we dare not to make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they are measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves. Are not wise. So, I'm not sure that competition is much in the abroad. The competition that happened in the health sector, I'm not sure it's that much abroad, but that's when it's Africa, it's a problem. Especially Nigeria. Is the seat of Africa. Nigeria. People that begged us to become governors, once they swear them in, they don't hold you anything, you owe them everything. They owe you nothing anymore. Those who should tell us every month how much came in, we should have a state website where you see how much money came in and how it was spent. It should be on the website. The account of the state should be on the state website. So when they put asphalt on clay in your street, they want to come and knock your head on the ground and salute them after putting asphalt on red clay. So in that kind of road, when it goes bad, it's worse than when it is ordinary. To tie 1 kilometer in Nigeria is the most expensive in the old, if not in the old world. The cost of 1 kilometer of road in Nigeria is the most expensive in the old world. Yes. What the budget to tie kilometer in Nigeria is the most expensive in the old world. And one of the least quality in the old world. Yes. When we're in Gambia, you can see tar, pure tar. You know, tar of the old type, stone tar, not gravel tar. The old type of stone, gravel tar. When they lay gravel tar in those days, that's the one they use for all our roads. If you get to the bush, you still see the roads there in the bush. It has not got out, but that tar. They still use that tar. I didn't even know that it existed anymore until I moved out. So they still use this tar in other countries in Africa. Why our own is powder? And you don't matter. Where do we start from? Let's go to the gospel. Can you see that? Constructing 1 kilometer of road in Nigeria typically cost between 350 million and 7.5 billion. Varying widely by materials, lanes, and terrain, this cost is significantly higher than the Global World Bank benchmark of roughly 238 million per kilometer. That is the benchmark of the highest. Most countries don't even use with a that means that very high quality. And averages higher than most African nations. Okay, let's go on. So all the epistles of Paul, you will see the address there. Let's see Corinthians, 1 Corinthians quickly. 1 Corinthians.
Toughly. In this hour, in this season, you must discern the brotherhood. You must fight to be in the brotherhood. You must fight to keep the brotherhood. Abako Setelian Devashe. You must fight to serve the brotherhood. Kalieno Shipata, to keep your identity in the spirit, the true person that you are, is to be in the brotherhood, is to be a brother. No matter what you have acquired, the brotherhood is your place. That is where you should be. And so discern the brotherhood. Fight to keep the brotherhood. Fight to stay in the brotherhood. Fight to discern the brotherhood. For in that, you can truly serve. That is your lead way. That is your pathway, even unto true service.
Yeah.
Even unto true service. Mm-hmm. To be a true servant, you can't serve me properly outside the brotherhood. You can serve me your own way. For I have given a way even in the brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
You must discern the brotherhood to keep the way, to keep the way, to keep the way that leads to true service. Mm-hmm. For in this season, I am raising servants.
Yeah.
I am raising servants.
Mm.
I am raising servants. You must serve the brotherhood to truly serve me. You must learn how to serve through the brotherhood.
Thank you. Amen. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother. That's the letter of Paul to the church. But let's see this place we're using. So we can use that one to read through all the other pieces, right? Huh? Amen. Philemon, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother. Timothy is a son to Paul, is a co-laborer with Paul, but Paul referred to him here as our. So it's a brother to Paul. It's a son to Paul. Can you see the many-sided? See? So you can't even balance sonship very well with that brotherhood. If people call you daddy, and you are their daddy, you are their father in faith, they are also your brother in a way. Let me read Titus. When I read some of these things, I just say, wow, we need to be wise like these people. Amen. Are you there with me, please? Titus. To Titus, verse 4, my own son after the common faith. Titus is a son. Timothy and God, let's say Timothy. 1 Timothy 1, 2, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith. So these are sons to Paul. They are people that receive message from the gospel from Paul, and Paul actually raised them. But some places you see, it will mention Titus, brother. Check for me. The place it said, Titus, that I will have loved him to be with you. But it was not his will. Check for me. That place must be letter to Corinthians. There, thank you. 2 Corinthians 2:13. I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus my brother. We must understand that dual wisdom. That dual wisdom that will not make you, because a man can become Lord. That's true about it. So I will keep all the value of the spirit. There's a wisdom of connection that helps us to share the excess. Amen. I went to the house, please. I found not Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from Macedonia. So that should be another, maybe in the First Corinthians or so, where say it was not his will. Is it Apollos? It should be Apollos. I will have wished that Apollos comes to you. It's not his will to come now. Check for Apollos. As touching our brother Apollos. So there are two school of thoughts. Like I don't like school of thought. But there are those who says, we are all brothers. What is your father's son into in the gospel? You will not be true with the scriptures. There are people who are fathers of faith, who are fathers in the gospel, okay? Say amen. We have not learned this, the life and the wisdom. There are those who call you, that's my son in the faith, and it's not trying to do one to deride. It's a trust of. When you get him, you get everything inside of me. Which Paul will not give to everybody. There are many people that are fellow servants with Paul that Paul will not call son. He talk about Archippus. Talk about Epaphras. Epaphras. All of them are sons to Paul. But some of them he will not write and call them a son. But they see Paul as father. So only a few people will see Paul say, my son. But that's my son, it's a signature. Are you in the house? Say amen. Amen. Maybe there are many that will call Paul father, and Paul is not yet convinced enough to call them son. So if Paul calls you son, something has already happened to you from Paul. It's a lot of trust. So he has many who call him father, but son. So that exists in the gospel and it's a tradition of the spirit, okay? Are we in the house, please? Say amen. Amen. But there are also those who adopt that and do not recognize or embrace brotherhood. I believe you can cope with this teaching, right? Yes, so our brotherhood must not be lost, must stay with us all through our life. An essential being, maybe essential member of the church. An essential member of the church. And we are member in our soul. So let's see this place we're reading. Philemon. So you can see that. I read that other place. So don't know that Paul was not just saying our brother as our brother. He also called him my brother. Apollos, my brother. Timothy, my brother. Here he's also talking about, are you there with me? To our beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldiers, and to the church in the house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul seems to be a very detailed man, and he's been detailed. Okay, gave us a lot of understanding. Paul is not, you see, Paul carefully uses his language. That's why there are many things you may not understand fully when you are studying Jesus until you come to Paul. I said, Paul is the heart of Jesus. There are many things Jesus will not say. Jesus is a man of more fewer words than Paul. Paul is more of an elaborate writer. Though when he talks, his words are not, they look so simple. But when he writes with details. So you can see the heart of Paul easily. Because the heart is an epistle. The letters are not things he just read or things he just download. There are things his heart has learned. That's why I call it, say, here are our epistles. Written and read by all men. Here are our epistles. Written in our hearts. So it means that we wrote you out from our heart. Yes. Known and read of all men. Say amen. Amen. So you can see that place. Beautiful. Let's move on a little bit. Say amen. Amen. Verse 6, that the communication was talking about his expectation and prayers, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake, say for love's sake, or for brotherhood's sake, I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son, Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. So you know the story of this matter. Onesimus was a slave of Philemon. Amen. So there are some believers then who still had slaves. Because slavery was still available at that time. And so they didn't come out straight to make a law against slaves. But they believe that, because there's also national law on it. It's a state matter. Having slave, managing slave is a state matter. So if you damage to a straight, it will appear as if you are damaging to a state matter. So, but I know that the church did not, the church knew that it's going to wear out. Is that none of the apostles had slaves. For example, they could have told any of these guys who are slaves, please, can you send one slave to me? They never demanded one time for a slave. So to know that it's not the life of Christ. But they didn't go out straight to attack it. That's wisdom. Because it can affect the gospel from being preached. So, Philemon had a slave, or one of his slaves, called Onesimus, who swindled him and went away and disappeared. Just like Jonah. And he took a ship to Tarshish. As he was landing there, he landed in the hand of Paul. The man with the gospel. And so Paul preached to him, and this young man got born again. And this young man had a very fast growth. A man that was called Onesimus, unprofitable. That was his name. Onesimus. Has become profitable. So he grew fast to a point that Paul see this guy as profitable, my son. He became the son of Paul. And I told you that Paul hardly called people my son. That's why I read those places. He hardly called people my son. So if he called Onesimus my son, is that Onesimus is one of the breed of the evidence of the gospel power to change a man from unprofitable to profitable. Because when you are unprofitable, you are negative. To return you back to zero, then to now move you to profitable, it's a lot of journey. If somebody is stealing and say, don't steal anymore, that's a lot of victory if you stop stealing. Are we in the house, please? But for the same man who has been stealing now to be a giver, that's power. So you can see the power of the gospel working out. And so Paul was proud of this specimen. Are you in the house with me today? Yes, I said Paul was powerful. Paul was proud of it. I know for many of us, the Lord will be proud of us very soon. Yeah. We will say, concerning this person, take him to yourself. And it don't be the one who will take in and will lose something. Shall I say that? Somebody will take it to himself and go and repeat what he did again. And what do was false brothers, false sisters, unreasonable brethren. People that cannot be trusted by the status of a brother. Say, hey, man. So, for Paul to call Onesimus my son, is evident of the work of grace. Say amen. Amen. Or the gospel of Christ in the life of a man. So, he had to send him back to his master. Paul would have loved to retain him, but he felt that he should send him back to Philemon. There's a lot of lessons to learn in this place. Eh? Paul could have taken that boy to himself and said, now it's my son in the gospel. It's my son in the gospel. After all, I was when I raised him. The Lord will teach us, huh? Amen. These guys, they have no ownership of it. They do not own their life. And you could see with the animal flock also that they don't own. If Ferdinand's are that it's right that the one who have served you as unprofitable should also serve you again as profitable. So that will be a kind of a strength to the faith of Philemon. Concerning the power of the gospel to change lives. Whom I have begotten in my bonds. So Paul is sure that Onesimus is converted. He's too sure he's a convert. So somebody you call a brother is somebody you are sure of his conversion. Which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee, not only to you, to me and to many other people. It means that when the work is done, it's a specimen that can be shown in every place. Not only one person will acknowledge that a work was done. Everyone, we know that. Whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him that is my own boy. Can you see? That is my own Boaz. When you receive Onesimus, what do you receive? You receive me. Whom I will have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind, without your approval, or without your awareness, let me use that word, awareness, that thy benefit should not be less as it were of necessity, but willingly. I want you to be willing to release him. But perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a slave. What? I can't hear you. A brother indeed. A brother beloved. Especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So now he was telling, you're not going to receive me as a slave anymore. You receive me, brother. And he was expecting Philemon to now receive this guy back. If Paul wrote to you that way, it means when he comes back, he's no more a slave. That is now a brother. And if he's a brother, then he becomes my brother. A brother, then my brother. Because if he's a brother that you receive back, is to become your brother. But how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Are you with me today, please? Say amen. Amen. Now, if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee, or hurt thee aught, put that on my account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. I'll be it. I do not say to thee how much thou owest unto me, even thy own self besides. So it means that it was Paul actually that raised Philemon. So as it were, he's a father in the faith to Philemon. Yes. Yea, brother. Let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowel in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. Say amen. So you can see the language of, are you here today, please? You can see fellow servant, fellow prisoner. You can see father, fellow laborers. But you can see across all of them a common denominator that never changes, a brother. That ties us with one bond and keeps every soul to know that he owes one another. Like I always say here, when people live with you, you can be a mother to them, but they are also, first of all, your sister. Say amen. Amen. The first way to take them in is a sister. Yes, sir. If you don't do that, you will overuse the other values and factors that are definition of honor. Because if it's a brother, listen to me, you owe a brother. And you can never finish paying the debt of a brother. Galatians says to love, that should be around 5. It's talking about, oh, no man nothing but love. Oh, no man anything but to love. Are you there? But to love one another, for he that loveth another has done what? So it means that the awe of love cannot be paid. Finish. Don't mind my English. You didn't hear my English. Don't hear my English. Amen. You can't finish paying the debt of love. You owe it. So when you are angry, you can't just be angry just because it's not your housemate, it's your sister. Hello? It's not. It's your brother first. Then it's your daughter. Can you see? Like Paul called, Paul said, don't I have the power to lead about a sister, a wife? If you know your wife or your husband is your brother, then no matter what it does, there's a way, there's a measure of how much it pays you. You don't go below a point. Is your sister, what if your sister is inadequate? So ask your wife, she can be inadequate. Yes, sir. Are you in the house, please? Yes, sir. But what if your sister is inadequate? Will you throw him away? Or I will? You won't. It's when we beat below the belt of a brother and sister that other things roll in. Other hatred, wickedness, maltreatment. So, one thing you owe a brother, you owe him love. And love starts with acceptance. You will accept everyone that has committed himself to the gospel around you as somebody you cannot throw away. There are two things in the scriptures, two extremes, concerning those who commit what is wrong. Paul used the example of fornication there. He said, don't have company with that brother. Don't eat with that brother. Why was saying that? He was saying it for repentance. And that place he wrote and said, don't also count him as an infidel. That is to say that as much as you are disciplining somebody on the wrong thing, somewhere there also is still a brother somewhere there. He will have to prove again and again that it's not one. Though the behavior he put up is not of a brother. Are we in the house, please?
Yes, sir.
A brother will not do that. That is not a brother. But also don't throw him away. So a connection of heart of love must be in our soul to go after that soul to know that it's not lost. Because Satan can have him. And it will not be, and have him to deal with his flesh, Satan can take the spirit and soul and destroy it. Are you with me today?
Yes,
sir. So, I like Galatians 3:26 says, ye are the children of God through faith in Jesus. For all, ye all, I like this place. Ye are all the children. All of us are all what? I can't hear you.
Children.
So even daddy is a child of, is a child. Our children, the children of God, by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. So it's a faith program that adopts us. And you can see the way God used Paul in wisdom to demonstrate this. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm sure that Philemon really took in this brother past and began to relate with him now, no more as a slave, as a brother. Number one, it means that because when you catch your slave in that old system, if you don't take his life, you love him. Hello? So, Onesimus is worthy of death. So if you cut only one of his hand, it's love. They say, what something that is meant to kill you and remove your cap. How does it in Yoruba? Abi on doni. You do to yoko pani, do ba shifi la lore yan. What will you do? You come and do Thanksgiving. So it means that the state of Onesimus should be despicable. So if Paul forgive him, that's a lot. But not only to forgive him, to receive him, it's like somebody owe you. If you clear the account and say, go, don't pay me, what will he be doing? Thanksgiving. Now you now clear this account. And that's what the love of Jesus does. He doesn't just forgive you, he credits your account. Somebody who is so good person can forgive you your sin. But nobody you have offended will credit your account. Okay, just go. Because if he doesn't let you go, he will punish you. Along the line. So the way not to punish you further is to let you go. But to now make you the head of the cashier, that's what he did for Judas. He knew Judas was stealing. If he took the purse from Judas, that would be a fair thing. Right? James. But he left it with him and they kept adding more money to that account. To the point of towards the last journey of Jesus, he said, go and buy bread. He said, you have bread? They think he was saying, go and buy bread for the feast. Say amen. Because he was a thief. Not that he's a thief. He was a thief. And he never stopped stealing. And had the bag. And that last one is funny. And bear what was. And bear. He doesn't take the bag, take off the bag for them. He bear it. He controls it. If he says there's no money for food, there's no money for food. If Peter says we need 20 loaves. You can't get 20 loaves. Now only 5 you can get. Peter will have to be begging. Please, is there no more money there? They don't ask him how much is there. He doesn't render account. Is what? Is it? Is there money there? Okay. They ask just for tax. And there was no money in the bag. He has finished. Otila. Otila. But they will have, and let's say Jesus at that day. Jesus told them, guys, hold on here. Okay, Peter, go to the waters. Go and catch fish. Anyone you catch first, open them out. The money is there. That day they will have arrested Jesus. Because they will assume there should be money for him. This guy don't spend them. And they didn't collect him from him. So it's like, so anyone that believes Jesus, they credit your account. That is the love of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. So, brotherhood, what does that? Brotherhood cancel your sin and credit your account. So anybody who is a brother in the gospel, that has received the gospel, we can count how much commitment he has on the gospel, then to all of us, we owe him. Say amen. Come and say, I owe you. Is that person, are you seeing that person has committed? Say, I owe you. And I can't finish paying the debt. I'll be paying it gradually. Say amen. I also love that a child will see his father. When you see your father as your father alone and not a brother. You'll be expecting. There's a way children look up to their father as daddy has everything. When it's your brother, you know you have a heavenly father, right? So it means that you go to heavenly father to get to the father, huh? And you do not blame the father. Most children feel the father, daddy is not doing enough. It's not doing enough. It's not doing enough. Because somewhere there you think daddy is the source. But daddy is like you. They only put him in care, put him in care of you. You have an heavenly father. Nothing that it does should make you too angry. When somebody is your brother, what do you do? You forgive. Do you know forgiveness also is a pay, is a credit? Say amen. What did I say? Forgiveness is a credit. When you give somebody forgiveness, what do? You credit the account. So a brother owe you what? Forgiveness. You must have it to credit account. Somebody say you love somebody. You accept him, and you also accept sometimes it's wrong. You understand it's wrong. And you have credit in your account to put down. There's something I've done in my house here, the way they break plate. Say, hey, man. Sometimes you are just like, You forbid her not to talk. The last one was done. Was it cup? My dear girl went to go and wash cup, and he was trying to remove the water. No, it's love. He wants to ensure that the cup is dry. Yeah, because his daddy, he wants to take care of daddy, and no water must be removed in the cup very well. He was trying to have a care. But then the cop came back. The cop. Say, so imagine you want to drink now. You say, go and wash cup. When the cup is coming back, or your flask for food, I was just washing it. And it fell. That defense that the head has broken. Are you in the house? Say, hey, man. So if it's a brother, you must have credit. What's that credit? I can't hear you, please. Jesus finished it. How many times will my brother ask? How many times will my brother offend me? So, love to a brother must be sacrificial. It must cost something. There's a way the love must be. The current of the love is sacrifice. Must be in patience. Because she will not get to what you are saying quickly. If you are in the office, don't do that business this way. And you expect that when you come back, are you with me? Yes, sir. That the business is not done like that. But if it's a brother, you just find that he has not done it like that. And you're wondering, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Well, I have sent Pastor Lydia many times and Pastor Favor. I said, tell her, I'm going to sack you. Tell her. Because it's business, right? Why am I saying tell her? Because it's brother or sister. You can't just come out and use that threat. So you're going to do that until a point when that way of that debt crediting your account will no more credit, no more bring you to, you know what I'm saying? There's a way they credit your account is too low, it's not coming up. Do you know that? You have owed too much that they put credit there, it's not. They have already put more into it, but the thing is keep on going down. There's such time you've been indisciplined at work, right? I'm saying now. So it doesn't mean your brother can be disciplined. But remember that there must be credit. Say, hey, man. How often shall my brother, that thing called my brother, that is the show of this time. And I feel we're going to finish it at this time. Amen. That you will sign that I am a brother with my brothers. I'm a brother with many brothers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me today? So, you must be patient and forgiving. I like Romans. Let me just read through that Romans, please. You know, I've preached very simply in recent time because I believe the language should be very, very straightforward and not... Are you with me here? Romans chapter 12. Verse 4 says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we be many and one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us. All of that. Let love be without... I like this verse 8. Oh, all ye that exhorted on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Can you see the manner? You want to show mercy again? They are telling you how to show mercy. Eh? So if it's not, if you show mercy without cheerfulness, what does that mean? The currency credit level is not high. The way the credit will be high is that mercy must be with what? I can't hear you, please. Hey, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate to one to another. With brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing standing in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the things. Giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. And weep with them that weep. Say amen. Be of the same mind. How? One towards another. What is the next one? I can't hear you.
Mind not high things.
Mind not high. Isn't it don't use not high things? You can use high things, but don't mind it. Don't deal with your brother with that mind. Condescend to men of a low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Something compares to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of men. Verse 18, if it be possible, as much as lies within you, do what? Live peaceably. It's not going to be easy all the time to do, but do it. So, you can see there that we need one another, right? Yes. The reason why Paul was putting demand on Philemon for Onesimus is that he wants to strengthen the cord of unity. I'm sure when Onesimus get back to Philemon, Philemon will be encouraged in the faith and persuasion of the gospel, and that will empower Philemon to function more in the gospel. So you can see unity of the faith that is keeping bond of peace or making them more effective. Bonding them together. Because they need what? Paul needs Philemon. Can you see what he says? I will soon come to you. I need to have vacation. I want to spend vacation with you. So when Onesimus gets there, what's going to happen? The bower of Philemon will be open more to receive Paul. Are we together, please? So you see, flow of life, flow of joy, flow of strength, flow of grace, fellowship. Some of these things, spiritual things, we can't command them to come. It's our lifestyle and connection that make it happen. You meet some people, you can't just flow. Though you are anointed, you can't flow. Why? Because there's no place for fellowship. There's no platform for things to flow. Say hey, man. Each time we get to churches that are churches of our intimacy, things just flow naturally. And it's not that you are planning to do it. When I get there, no. Because heart connects to heart. Spirit touch spirit. Deep calleth unto deep, right?
Yes,
say amen. I hope you will find that kind of place in the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
I said, I hope you will find that place in the gospel. Because today, those things doesn't really matter. In the gospel, what matters is the money. We have money, we don't have money. We have breakthrough, we don't have breakthrough. We have problem, we don't have problem, we solve. We don't know what it's called, fellowship of the spirit. We don't know it. Church look like a place to come and you came and you are blessed. You are blessed. You are added to. Added to be that. You are making progress naturally. These are spiritual progress. Making progress spiritually. That's how church is built. You will see that there's no place church. Paul is going to mention about church. Church, whatever there is, mentioning about how much they have in their account. How much is their offering? How many number are in that church? You won't find them in the epistle. Hello?
Yes, sir.
But in today's church progress, that's how we measure.
Yes, sir.
That's how we measure. So something has gone wrong somewhere there.
Yes,
blindness has happened to many of us. The Lord will open the eyes of our understanding.
Amen.
We value fellowship in the spirit. You value people living with you and they are flowing in the spirit with you. Because people can be in your house and you are in your word and your word. Sometimes those who live in a house, I sometimes don't crack joke and play with them. But there's also that part of fellowship.
Yes, sir.
If you live in your house and you don't play with them, you don't crack joke with them, you are, well, they serve you, the thing does not commend church. Does not commend spirit. Huh? You're going to find out that the life of spirit there is low. Though you are anointed man of God. And there are your children, but life is not flowing. So there must be a moment where we move into spirit, soul, body, eh? And we service ourselves. And by that, just find out that our life in the spirit becomes more forceful than ever before. God expects that where two or three are 16, life must be present. Or life must be visible. Because life can be present and it's not visible. Hello? What did I say? Life must be visible in our families. Life must be visible in our churches. When we assemble together, we should not be laboring to connect. There should be a flow. And that flow is not designed, it's not done because we are together here. It's because of the relationship we have built over time that transcends our assembling together. I said, okay, so this church, they are loving people. I said, we have not even eaten love as we should. We should eat the very fountain of love that make love our definition of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then when we love ourselves, when we enter into this brotherhood, we can see there, we can see there the sense of service. Paul was servicing Philemon. He serviced Philemon by raising a son for Philemon.
Yes, sir.
You raise an old man that you can trust and you send him to your brother. Some of us, when you raise somebody, you don't want to let him go. He must not go. Eh? He may have to go. Like I tell them in the house, I say, if anybody leave church on Doye and go to Akure, don't cry. He's still in the brotherhood. I spent 10 years feeding other churches. People will live here, go to near living way. Live here, go to Ibadan. And I go there and I meet them. And I see, oh, you are doing well. Fine. Are we in the house, girl, please? That is, now I know that it's not a simple thing. Because I know it's not, what we do normally at those days, it's not more simple. Somebody will leave church here, he has gone to serve somewhere there, and you are policing the person here and there. There's a problem. Somebody leave on Dogos to Lagos and it's with Pastor Dixon and you are having a problem. Then you are sick. You are sick. It's serving one another. That is your, must be your mind. That must be your investment. And that's the way we raise the pastors in the house here. And I tell them all the time. I believe that some people are supposed to be with you, to work with you, but you must not be too possessive. Oh, yes. It becomes sickness in the spirit. Say amen.
Amen.
Build a whole human being like that. Who can help us service our ministry? Send him to Onesimus. Praise God.
Amen.
But you remember that when you sow, you don't reap back what you sow. You get something better back. You release, you get back. When you are not releasing, what do? You close your hands. Once your hand is closed, even if anything is coming, there's no place for you to stay, Abby.
Yes,
or the show the biotic or the claim or possess it. The time you collect back is when you release, right? Every time you open your hand, you are saying that I can have back. So releasing your hand is like giving. The way you give, you receive back. Not what you have given, much more. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you in the house, please? So you can trace somebody and say, go and work with mama. I saw this one. Go and throw work with that brother. Go and work with that brother. You'll be looking at ourselves and looking for one another's well doing. Lastly, today, I think you're happy with lastly today. Say hey, amen. But you also suffer together. Let me add that one to it. I think you know that in most of Paul's imprisonment, it's only Paul that is sentenced. But you will see Luke there. There's hardly a time Paul is in prison alone. You know, Paul is the criminal by the gospel. They are co-laborers. They are also co-prisoners. As long as it's imprisonment for righteousness' sake, say amen. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, let me just read. Are you blessed today?
Yes,
you like to be a brother?
Yes,
you like to be a brother? And that word for brother is an example. Timothy says, be an example of the believers. I say 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Let me start from verse 16. As free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. It's talking here. You are free. You have servants. But as the servants of God, verse 17, honor all men, love the brotherhood. What's the next thing? Fear God. Hold on, the king. Love the brotherhood. Let me see next. Servants, be subject to your masters. Is that where I'm looking for exactly? Let me see. It should be that same Peter. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, let me read from verse chapter 4. Are you there? For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Verse 3, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, as of wine, revelings, banquets, and abominable idolatries. Wherein think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange things happen to you. Are you there? But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of who? Of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Are you there? For the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer. Can you see that? So we're going to suffer together, but not since you're suffering as a murderer. Are you there? Or as a thief? Or as an evildoer? Or a busybody in other men's matter? Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, somebody was saying of reason that that Christ is not a Christian. He can't be a Christian because he's Christ. But we are Christians. Amen. You know, sometimes we are over sabi. A believer is a Christian. There's no difference between a Christian and a believer. Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. Let him not be ashamed. Let him glorify God on this behalf. So, who is the brother? Somebody who suffers with another brother. For righteousness' sake. If you suffer with him, what happens? We will also be glorified with him. And Paul calls it, for the suffering of this present hour is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. So it means that there are hours of suffering, right?
Yes, sir.
Or hours of tribulation. One thing can be bold, yeah. Kobon lemu. What do you want, you? Brotherhood. If anything comes suffering today, you do what? As long as I'm not suffering as a thief, as an evildoer, as a fornicator, or what again? Busybody and another man's matter. So a brother is ready to suffer. So can you see this is a very serious state? That's why to receive you as a brother, we have to be careful you are a brother indeed. Because we owe you too much. We owe you too much. So church is a security house. Church is an insurance place. I'm the church that is following the architecture of Jesus the Christ. It's a place of insurance. That's why people can spend all their life for church. The church will not leave them. Amen. Because some church can leave you. Yes. So then I said, are we ready to take care of everybody really? So God forbid, somebody is at 50, is having a challenge. We can't leave that person. So when you see how much money is in church, as commonwealth of church, and the expectation of church is massive. If church will do what it should do. I give my life to Christ. You also gave your life to church. That's the meaning of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And church must not leave you. Must not. That's why our duties to God and to one another must be done very well. When you give your offering, you give your tithes, you have good money, you give to church. It's not investment to nothing. That should take care. Care is a major part of church work. To care for one another. Say amen.
Amen.
Can you see that 200 members of a church for 50 years is a big work? Yes. So as they are coming to church, they are giving their life. They are giving their life. So we trust God. God is going to bless all of us.
Amen.
With abundance. You won't. It's even pride to say I won't need church. It's a pride to say that. That I won't need church in my life. It's pride. I should need you. If I have not had Fola in my life, my academic journey will have problem. He's my secretary. He has been there for many years. He does my typing work. I just say, Fola, I've seen that one on your platform. Go and check it for me. If it's not there, serving the Lord this capacity will have problem. Whether I leave academics or the ministry will suffer. So it's not just a son to me, it's a dear brother.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth about it. So when I'm thinking about my future, I can't think about my future without thinking about them. That's it. People who gave their life, when we started life then, people who graduates, masters, who served me, paying them stipends. Is the stipend I pay them, is that the salary? That can't be the salary. They have a trust in the investment. I can say I pay them. I'm paying them. If I'm paying you now 50,000, now we are working for me. That's not pay. I should know it's not pay. If I'm paying a product, that's not pay. That should be another one. That is what's called commonwealth. So you don't get a place when things booming now. You live like a king. You forget all those who labor and invest into it. You are not a good brother. So this thing about faith is something serious. Because you can be a pastor, for example, and use people. Because, yes, God's people look like cheap laborers. But you will also pay for it because when you move to the world beyond and they open your account to how many people you owe. When they open your account, you will start crying. I know God is the rewarder of all our labor. But don't use, when you say God is the rewarder of our labor, it's that ultimately, but we have a duty to serve. So when people serve you with energy, you serve them back in another way. Serve one another. So nobody's a rag in church. Everybody is a child of God. Everybody who give trust to the gospel, believe in the gospel, trust in the Lord Jesus, giving their energy, they are not fools. They're not fools. Because people can take them to be fools. They are precious to God's sight. And the Father is thinking about them. And that's why he placed them in church. So church is a wisdom of verb. It's not just, it's much more a family. It's not a place you attend on Sunday. It's a family that extends beyond Sunday, through the week, throughout. So I was seeing somebody, maybe he was the one, I was seeing gray hair. I said, this guy, you are already growing gray hair. In any way, we normally say, made you gray, we dear friends, like us. So it's something I've been seeking for 20 years ago. It should be a dream you're expecting. You know what I'm saying now? Wow, vision is being fulfilled. Made you gray. So very soon, all of us are gray. You know what I'm saying now? Shagun with gray. Amen. Simi with gray. Hallelujah. Mr. Friend's already gray. He's a gray. It's gray with dear friend. Egdidi, you remove it. We are already gray. Doesn't matter how you do it. It's a gray. Love is life. Love is home. It's home. So love is not a language we paint. Love is a life we live. And it's beautiful life. Jesus gave himself for it. Jesus gave his life for it. And church is the epitome. Church is the leftover expression of that life of love. I want to trust the Lord that between now and next year, we'll have grown better. Yeah. I don't understand the way people, the lot of way people see church outside there, and the experience of people in church, all of that. So even now, if your parents know that the way you ask, because they felt the way they are just with church, some of them felt it didn't pay them. I'm telling you, they felt in their heart. That church didn't pay them. And they are concerned about you. But I can let you know that the church in the heart of Jesus should pay you. That's why we sang that song yesterday. Yekope mi, Oluwa o, Jeko mumi. In response to your saving voice, in the hope of eternal. You know the beauty of all these things that after we have lived our life this way and you are 60, 70, and you are reflecting. You are reflecting. Say, Father, thank you for how much you have helped me. Not because of how much you have gathered, but how much life you have lived. How much visibility of Jesus you have been made known on the earth here. How much of church that is in the heart of Jesus we have seen downloaded here. For me, that's the only reason for living. That's the only thing I have. Because there's nothing good in this world. I've checked everywhere. Rotten life. I've checked all religion. The only one I've seen is Christ Jesus. And Christianity must represent who he is. Church must represent Christ. Must be really the body that men can touch and feel. And say the head is true. Lord, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you. Can we appreciate the Lord this morning? Give him praise today.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.